Component 2, Unit 8, Lecture A, Tradition and Values in Healthcare Professionals. The objectives for this unit are define traditions, ethics, and values for medical professionals, describe the role of a professional code of ethics, compare and contrast professional codes of ethics from nursing and physicians, compare the professional code of ethics to legal responsibilities of physicians. The final two objectives are describe the purpose of medical practice acts and describe the purpose of state licensure of healthcare professionals. All healthcare professionals live by professional traditions, a code of ethics, and values. Everyone lives by values and most people by tradition. A code of ethics is a set of guidelines established by a profession to guide the behavior of the individuals in the profession. In medicine, the most widely known code of ethics is that of the physician. Although each health profession has a unique set of traditions, ethics, and values, they are all very similar to the physician. Why? Well, the physician was the first health professional, followed very closely by the nurse. As medicine expanded, so did the number of professionals. Each professional was trained to deliver a specific aspect of care. Most of the time, the trainer was the physician because the physician was trained in all aspects of care. Today, there are many professions that have more than one professional organization that represents members of the profession. Many of these organizations advocate the interests of specialty groups within a profession. For example, nursing has many specialty groups that represent nursing specialties. AORN, the Association of Operating Room Nurses. AACCN, the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, and on. The American Medical Association, AMA, is a large professional organization that advocates for physicians. The AMA was one of the first professional organizations to craft a code of ethics for its membership. The code of ethics will be covered in the next few slides. The AMA's Code of Ethics starts with a preamble. The medical profession has long subscribed to a body of ethical statements developed primarily for the benefit of the patient. As a member of this profession, a physician must recognize responsibility to the patients first and foremost, as well as to society, to other health professionals, and to self. The following principles adopted by the American Medical Association are not laws, but standards of conduct which define the essentials of honorable behavior for the physician. Principles of Medical Ethics. Number 1. A physician shall be dedicated to providing competent medical care with compassion and respect for human dignity and rights. Number 2, a physician shall uphold the standards of professionalism, be honest in all professional interactions, and strive to report physicians deficient in character or competence, or engaging in fraud or deception to appropriate entities. Number 3, a physician shall respect the law and also recognize a responsibility to seek changes in those requirements which are contrary to the best interests of the patient. Number 4. A physician shall respect the rights of patients, colleagues, and other health professionals and shall safeguard patient confidences and privacy within the constraints of. Number 5. A physician shall continue to study, apply, and advance scientific knowledge, maintain a commitment to medical education, make relevant information available to patients, colleagues, and the public, obtain consultation, and use the talents of other health professionals. Number 6, a physician shall, in the provision of appropriate care, except in emergencies, be free to choose whom to serve, with whom to associate, and the environment in which to provide medical care. Number 7, a physician shall recognize a responsibility to participate in activities contributing to the improvement of the community and the better. Number 8, a physician shall, while caring for a patient, regard responsibility to the patient as paramount. Number 9, a physician shall support access to medical care for all people. This code of ethics was adopted in June 1957, and it was revived only twice, in June 1980 and in June 2001. Remember that this code is a set of guidelines that its members should live by, not laws. A professional organization has no legal authority to police the actions of its members. It can encourage and suggest that its members live by this code. Adherence to this code should be relatively easy because this code was developed through collaboration. Many individuals had input into this code and therefore should have some ownership of the code. When individuals feel that they played a part in developing something like this code, they feel ownership of the code and will be more likely to live by its word. Another way that an organization can guide their membership is through core values. The National League of Nursing states its core values on its homepage for all to see. This organization states that the 4 core values guides its mission. The National League of Nursing's 4 core values are caring, a culture of caring as a fundamental part of the nursing profession characterizes our concern and consideration for the whole person, our commitment to the common good, and our outreach to those who are vulnerable. All organizational activities are managed in a participative and person-centered way, demonstrating an ability to understand the needs of others and a commitment to act always in the best interest of all stakeholders. Integrity. A culture of integrity is evident when organizational principles of open communication, ethical decision-making, and humility are encouraged, expected, and demonstrated consistently. Not only is doing the right thing simply how we do business, but our actions reveal our commitment to the truth-telling and to how we always see ourselves from the perspectives of others in a larger community. Diversity. A culture of diversity embraces acceptance and respect. We understand that each individual is unique and recognize individual differences which can be along the dimensions of race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status, age, physical abilities, religious beliefs, political beliefs, or other ideologies. A culture of diversity is about understanding ourselves and each other and moving beyond simple tolerance to embracing and celebrating the richness of each individual. While diversity can be about individual differences, it also encompasses institutional and system-wide behavior. Excellence. A culture of excellence reflects a commitment to continuous growth, improvement, and understanding. It is a culture where transformation is embraced, and the status quo and mediocrity are not tolerated. In this lecture, we have looked at the AMA Code of Ethics and the NLN Core Values. Is there anything about the two that is similar? Many of the medical ethic principles discussed at the beginning of this lecture can be seen in both. This demonstrates that healthcare professionals are dedicated to their professions and the patients that they serve. Let's change gears and go from the voluntary guidelines that professional organizations set forth and the legal responsibilities of healthcare providers. Yes, there are laws that govern most healthcare professionals. Licensed professionals are directed by the laws of the state that they live in. Every state has a board that governs the practice of medicine in the state. These laws are called Medical Practice Acts. Different subsections in the laws are directed at different professions: physicians, nurses, physical therapists, etc. The purpose of these laws is to protect the health and safety of the public. The boards control the licensure and the scope of practice of a healthcare professional. The medical board controls the licensure of physicians in a state. States also establish boards for different healthcare professionals: the Board of Nursing, Physical Therapy Board, Respiratory Care Board, the Board of Pharmacy. Every licensed healthcare profession has a board. The board is responsible for managing the affairs of each of the professional. The Medical Practice Acts establish the boards with the authority to license individuals, establish baseline practice, determine licensure requirements, forbid practice without a license, set criteria for license renewal, suspension, and revocations. Most boards require a licensure examination. Many state boards accept the results of national certification exams as one criteria for licensure. Boards also require that healthcare professionals do not have a violent criminal record, and crimes against children and the elderly may prohibit some from obtaining a license to practice in a particular state. Medical Practice Acts also set the scope of practice for a profession. This means that it details the tasks and duties that a healthcare professional is allowed to perform. For example, dental hygienists in Oregon can place fillings, while dental hygienists in California cannot place fillings. Another example is that practical nurses in some states are not allowed to start IV lines, while practical nurses in other states are allowed to do so. Just remember, not all healthcare professionals are licensed. Licensed professionals include nurses, pharmacists, physical therapists, occupational therapists, respiratory therapists, mental health professionals, and emergency medical technicians, to name a few. Non-licensed professionals in some states include x-ray technicians, medical laboratory professionals, phlebotomists, medical assistants, surgical technologists, and veterinary technicians. Many of the non-licensed professionals still take a national certification examination to become certified. Even though they are certified, they are still not licensed.